We'll do a review in Likutei Sichas in Chelik Chav Beis, Volume 22. And this is the second Sicha for the Parshas Achrei. The Rebbe explains a Rashi over here. The words in the end of the Parsha which says, Ani Hashem Elikeichem. The Ani Hashem Elikeichem is brought down in many places in the Chumash. And here Rashi seems to give additional details and a lot of details what Ani Hashem Elikeichem means, different and with more details than elsewhere. So what the Rebbe explains this Ani Hashem Elikeichem, and the Rebbe actually brings out that the whole portion of arayis, the prohibited relationships that is discussed in this parsha, begins with Ani Hashem Elikeichem, and it ends with Ani Hashem Elikeichem. And these are corresponding to each other. The first Ani Hashem Elikeichem is the positive. The second Ani Hashem Elikeichem is the negative. What happens if you do not do? And especially we're talking about arayis. Arayis is a common problem, a difficult problem. And as we'll see in the Sicha, let's go step by step. Achrei Mois Beis, Aleph. Beim Sof von der Sedre is the Torah Messiah in Parshas Arayis. At the end of the Sedre, the Torah concludes the portion that deals with arayis mitten onzog with the instruction, Ushmartem es mishmarti, you shall keep my guard, lebilti asois mechukis hatoeves goimer, so as not to do of these abominational statues, don't do them, belois itamu bohem, and you shall not be defiled by them, ani Hashem elekechem, I am Hashem, your God. So, this is the pasuk at the end of the Parsha Arayis. Tolzich Rashi ev diverter veloy sitamu behem ani Hashem lekechem. So Rashi places himself on the words, do not defile yourself with them. I am God, your God. On his mefarish, and he explains, ho im titamu, but if you do defile yourself, any lekechem, I am not your God. Atem nifsolim acharai, and you are disqualified from before me, umahano, or from behind me, umahano yesh li bachem, what kind of a benefit do I have in you, v'atem ischayvim kloyo, and you are guilty, and you are condemned for destruction, for kloyo. There's a lot of details. The Rebbe will explain all the details, what it means precisely, specifically. But basically, a lot of negative things will happen if you do mitame, you do eni elikechem, plus the other things. Nifsolim acharai ma'anoyesh lebachem v'atem b'chayim klu. And the Rashi concludes, lekach nemar ani Hashem elikechem. That's why it says, ani Hashem elikechem. So, the Rebbe is going to question this whole end of the Rashi, basically, and all of the details of the Rashi, and also the last words of the Rashi, L'kach nem Hashem Elikeichem. What exactly, why is this different than all the time? Most of the time, Ani Hashem Elikeichem, we say, is Rashi explains either that I am Hashem Elikeichem, I am trustworthy to pay the reward, or Ani Hashem Elikeichem, I am trustworthy to collect if you do not do the mitzvahs. But here Rashi can't say that, as the Rebbe explains, because in it doesn't fit in the pshat. The tam farvos Rashi is mefarish diverter Ani Hashem Elikeichem. Rabbi's Rashi is nit mefarish diverter ani Hashem Elikeichem. The reason why Rashi does not explain the words ani Hashem Elikeichem be'ed is mefarish beparshas va'eira, as he explains in the portion of Eira over there, he says, Ani Hashem Neman Liparachulu. I am Hashem, I am trustworthy, I will collect, in other words, I will punish. Or Ani Hashem Neman Litn Schar, that I am Hashem, that I am trustworthy to pay reward. Why does Rashi change and not say it over here? Obefrat, especially Rashi, could say it over here, as Erzok Dort, over there, in Parshas Ve'era, Rashi states, as Azoyiz Ani Havaye Nidrash Bekama Mekoymes, that Ani Havaye is expounded in many places to Litin Schar and Liporab. So this is not something which is unique. So how come Rashi doesn't say it over here? So that we understand. Izvi Meforshim Zayin En Masbir. This, as the Meforshim explain, that the inyan ani havaye neman lishalem schar ulipora, that this, that Hashem is worthy, trustworthy to pay and to punish or to collect, is shegishtan and freyer. That says earlier in the parsha, the beginning of the parsha already says ani Hashem alikichem. The Riber hot nit kein or tzi iber chazer in dem inyan nochamol. Therefore, there is no room for the Torah to repeat this idea again. So why would the Torah say again, Ani Hashem Elokeichem, that I am trustworthy to punish or to give reward? So Muzman Zogun, so that's what we have to say, as Ani Hashem Elokeichem, meint an inyan chodesh. The Torah repeats it again, it means something new. That I am your God, and if you don't do the mitzvahs, then you're not mine. But we need to understand Rashi's commentary. In the Pasuk it says just one thing, Ani Hashem Elokeichem, so we can learn, but if you don't do it, then I'm not going to be your Elokeichem. But we can't know more details as Rashi brings it down. From the verter from Loi Sitamu Bahem Ani Hashem Elokeichem, from the word of Tavon Hashem, Kemen Lechoyra Nor Medayik Zayin. So from this we can only derive Miklal Hain Atoshemei Alav, as we know that from the positive we can learn the negative. We're saying, I'll be your God if you follow these statutes. So we can derive from there, Ha'im, from this we can derive Ha'im Titamu. However, if you do defile yourself, Eini Elokeichem, I'm not your God. So that we understand. But from Vanent Nemt Rashi, the Alla Protim Baser Zog Der Noch, but where does Rashi take all the details that he says later on? Vatem Nifsolim Meyacharai, that you will become disqualified from behind me. Mahano Yesh Libachem, what benefit do I have in you? Vatem Ischaivim Kloya, you're condemned for destruction. Where does that come in? How does Rashi take that? What's the source for all these things? Now, granted, the Rebbe says this is what it says in Teres Kohanim, but the Rashi doesn't just quote the Teres Kohanim if it's not in the Pshat, and especially Rashi doesn't even say this is the Teres Kohanim. He just quotes it as if this is the Pshat. So where does Rashi take all this? Em es take der pirush state in Teres Kohanim. Yes, it is true that this interpretation is stated in the Teres Kohanim. Aber vigeret kamo pa'omim, but as spoken many times, is nit in yonei from Rashi bipirusha ala teire. It is not Rashi's idea. Rashi is in the commentary of the Torah to Maitik Zayin Droshes Chazal. Rashi does not just quote expounding of our sages in Blessed Mary. Rashi doesn't just quote them. Ubi l'shoin, as Rashi uses, says l'shoin, and to just quote their language. This is exactly the language of the Teres Kohanim. But Rashi doesn't just quote them and quote their language. Ubefrat, as Rashi zokto nit iso b'Teres Kohanim, he doesn't say here, we find in the Teres Kohanim, or similar, which would show specifically that this is something from Teres Kohanim. But he just brings it in his pshat. So this seems to be the way Rashi learns in the Pshat in the Pasuk. Was darfun is muchach. From this, it's evident as Rashi nemt on them pirush als pshute shel mikra. That Rashi accepts and thinks that this is the meaning in the simple meaning of the posik. Dos heist, which means as diver ter veloy sitamu bahem ani Hashem elekeichem. Now when the posik says, do not defile in them, in these arayas, I am God, your God, bring in the rois the alle dry protein. They actually express for us the all of the three details. Atem nifsoli me'acharai. That's one detail that they express. Umaha no yesh li bochem. And what benefit do I have in you? Va'atem ischaibim kloyo. And you are condemned for kloyo. So these are all three comes from the pasuk. So how do we get all these things? All these things from the just one word of Hashem Elokeichem is the muah from vanet is the hechrech im pshutei shel mikra if the protein. From where do we have the proof? What forces us in the simple meaning of the pasuk to tell us about all these details? What does it mean when Hashem says, I'm not your God? Maybe these are explaining. We're saying, I'm your God if you follow. If you're not, I'm not your God. What does it mean, I'm not your God? These are details of meaning when Hashem says, I won't be your God. But if that is the case, then Rashi already said before this concept that if you don't follow, then I'm not going to be your God. And he doesn't explain over there, what does it mean, I'm not going to be your God, that it means all these three things. You cannot answer that as Rashi moves Odra Koponim Vil, that Rashi needs to, or at least he wants to, Mefaret Zayin to detail. Farn ben Chomesh the Mikro, before the five-year-old who's learning the Chumash. Dem badait fun eini elikechem. In Algemein, he's trying to tell you, what is the meaning, I'm not your God? What does it mean? These are the details of what I'm not your God. We can't say that. Weil dem teuchen von eini elikechem gefind men schön freien in Pirush Rashi. This idea that I'm not your God, we already find it earlier in Rashi. Oifem posik in Parshas Lech Lecha. On the verse in Parshas Lech Lecha, it says, "V'nosati l'cho goymer eretz kenan goymer v'yisi lohem le'likim." So over there in the Parshas Lech Lecha, I said, I will give to you the land of Canaan and I'll be for them to a God. So Rashi explains, is Rashi mefarish avol hador b'chutz l'oretz, but one who lives outside of Eretz Yisrael, kimi she'ein le'elo ka, is as if he has no God, because I give you Eretz Canaan, then I'll be your God. But if you're b'chutz, I'm not your God. So what does it mean over there, I'm not your God? Rashi doesn't explain over there that it means all these details. Atan Yisrolim. Rashi is thereby nit moisiv kein biyur. Rashi does not add any interpretation. Balachas kama v'kama nit kein protim. Certainly Rashi does not mention there any details of exactly how it manifests itself. What does it mean, eni elikecha? So, why would Rashi need to explain over here the meaning that when it says the Eni Elokeichem, it means this detail? And finally, the Rebbe asked, the end of the Rashi is even more is also problematic. Because what does Rashi say? Oich is nit muvan de ha'isofa v'siyum from Rashi. We also don't understand the addition. And the conclusion of Rashi, Lekach ne'emar ani Hashem elikechem. That's why it says, ani Hashem elikechem. So, what is the Rashi Moisef? What is Rashi adding? U'beloshen atiritz, from atiritz l'kushe. This is, therefore it says, this is sort of a language, like we're answering some sort of questions. Rashi says that we're answering here somehow. Therefore it says, what's the question, and what's the kach nemar? But more than that, the Rebbe says. So, First of all, what is he trying to tell her? L'kach ne'amar ani Hashem elokecha. But more than that, the Rebbe explains now that asks that in the beginning of the Rashi, we quote all the words of the Pasuk. Also, b'lo yisitamu. Rashi should have said, l'kach ne'amar b'lo yisitamu ani Hashem elokecha, but because we're explaining all of it. Why does Rashi just take out the words l'kach ne'amar ani Hashem elokecha when the whole commentary is on the entire end of the Pasuk? Nochmer. Funascholas pirush Rashi vos erstellt sich auf die Werte. Beloi sitamu behem ani Hashem elokecha. From the Rashi's beginning, Rashi places himself on the words, do not defile yourself in them with the statues, with the ways of the Goyim, and then it says Ani Hashem Elokeichem. Those are the opening words in the Rashi from the Pasuk. Is Mashma. So since Rashi quotes this from the Pasuk, as the Shverekait in Pasuk is Euch in Diverter, that the difficulty in this verse is also in these words V'lo Yisitamu Behem. That's where Rashi quotes them. So how come at the end Ubisim is Rashi Mighty Bloyis, but at the end Rashi just quotes Diverter Ani Hashem Elokeichem, therefore it's Nishkechem, Unit V'lo Yisitamu Behem. He doesn't explain the V'lo Yisitamu Behem. So why does Rashi just say B'chalal? Why does Rashi say L'kach Nem Ani Hashem Elokeichem? And why does he only say Ani Hashem Elokeichem and not the beginning of the Pasuk V'lo Yisitamu Behem, which Rashi quoted in the opening in the Dibur HaMaskil from the Pasuk? It seems that that's also the issue over here. The Rebbe explained this by first showing us that the portion of Arayis is unique, that the Torah goes through a whole introduction and with a whole Ariches at length before it tells the actual prohibition. And that means that there is, in this mitzvah, in the beginning, we have to sort of make sure this is a hard mitzvah to keep, and therefore we have to make sure, and we need all this introduction to keep on encouraging people not to violate it. And then we have a similar at the end, that even if after we went through all the encouragement, and then we have to say again to further encourage, and these beginning encouragement and the end encouragement should line up, and that's what Rashi is lining up over here, as the Rebbe will explain. Base. Vetman dos verstehen behegdem habiyur im pirush Rashi betchilas parshas arayis. We'll understand this by first explaining the Rashi's commentary in the beginning of the portion of arayis. So the Pasuk starts off the section of Rabbi Dabr Dabr Bnei Yisrael Goymer. So Ani Hashem Elokeichem. So Rashi is Mefarish B'Pirushei Habeis. So Rashi gives there two interpretation, and the Rebbe will address later on also the first interpretation. But what is the meaning of Ani Hashem Elokeichem in the beginning of the introduction? So Rashi is Mefarish B'Pirushei Habeis. Rabbi Eimer, Rabbi says, Golui v'yodua lefonov shesoifon linatek bi'arayis, that it is revealed and known before Hashem that in the end they will detach themselves through the arayis, the prohibited relationship. Lefikoch bo aleihem b'gezeiru, and that's why Hashem comes to them with a decree. He says, Ani Hashem Elokeichem. Rashi says that, Israel says, I am God, your God. So what does it mean here? Du'u mi goizer aleichem. No, who is it, the one that is putting this decree upon you? That Dayan lihipora, he is a judge who will collect for not following. V'neman l'shalem schar, and he is toros worthy to pray reward for those that follow. Is l'chayda need move on? This seems to be not understood. Du'u mi goizer aleichem, know who is the one that is decreeing, that is Hashem. That seems to be one aspect. It's Hashem. And the other two aspects, Dayan Lihipora Benemon L'Shalom Schar, he's a judge that collects that, and he's worthy, trustworthy to pay the reward. Zayne L'Cheire Tzvei Bazundere Pirushim, that seems to be two separate, different Pirushim in Ani Hashem Elekecha. Zayne L'Cheire Tzvei Bazundere Pirushim in Ani Hashem Elekecha, in Ani Hashem. How do I know it's different? How does the Rebbe know that it's different? Because Rashi sometimes uses one of them. Could the muchach derfun was become erter? How do you know it's different pirushim? Because in many places, many places, but Rashi is mefarish if ani Hashem. Rashi explains ani Hashem. He will say neman l'shalom schar. I am trustworthy to pay the reward. Other or sometimes. Rashi will explain that Neman Lihipora Okayetsubize, I am trustworthy to collect payment for not obeying Kyetsuboy, or a similar lashon to this. Zokter Nit the Hagadome, but in those places Rashi does not give the introduction, the Umi Goizer Aleichem, you should know who decrees upon you. So that means this part, know who decrees upon you, is different. Unazoili idoch, and the same thing is on the other hand. Bekamo mekoimes is Rashi mefarish. Only the first idea. Rashi says, "Ani Hashem gozarti aleichem." As I am Hashem, I made the decree upon you. I atem reshoyim lihipoter. You are not able. You are not allowed to exempt yourself from this. So this is a lashon of Rashi in Achrei Yudches Dalet, and then in other places is Dami Gozer Al Adover Val Yekal Beinecho. Know who decreed upon his Pashas Emir, that know who decreed upon you, and there shouldn't be light in your eyes. On is there by nit moisiv, and over there Rashi doesn't add nemon l'shalim sochar ukiyetzuboy, that he's worthy of repaying the reward. So the question is, why would the pasuk say over here? Both Rashi explains that ani Hashem over here means both worthy of paying or collecting. And first Rashi says, Ani Hashem, I am God. Know that I'm Hashem, are the one. And Rashi doesn't combine these Pirushim here. Rashi combines both Pirushim together. From Vanan Nemt Rashi, where does Rashi know this? As Ani Hashem Elokeichem b'nidin d'dan, that Ani Hashem Elokeichem in our case, in the Pasuk, in the beginning of Arayis, meant Beidin Yonim. How does Rashi know this? That this means both things. Both that I am Hashem and I will collect. Du mi goizer aleichem, know who is the one that decrees it upon you. And that he is a judge who will collect, and he is trustworthy to pay the reward. The answer is because we find something unique by Parshas Arayis, which we don't find anywhere in the Torah, this whole big introduction. So that tells Rashi that Ani Hashem here is a more general, includes more things. Is the bir bazeh, is the explanation in this. Parshas Arayis, gefindt man adover miyuchad. We find something unique by the portion of Arayis. As eider the Torah hebt on zu mefarish sein di proteho isurim, that before the Torah starts to detail to explain the details of the prohibition, steht ahagdom aklolis. So there is a general introduction. In welche und welche besteht von kama ve kama in yonim. And this general introduction consists of many and many different ideas over here. First it says, Kimasi Eretz Mitzrayim Goimer, as the act that the land of Mitzrayim, where you're coming from. And also like the acts of Eretz Kinaan, that's the land you're going to, Loi Tasu, don't do so, Goimer. Then the verse says, As Mishpotai Tasu, you should do my laws, Ushmartem Es Chukoisa, you should keep my statutes. That's how do we start this whole parsha of the psicha from the Rakdoma Klolis. So what is the opening of the general introduction is by David Hashem Goimer David Bnei Yisrael, speak to the Bnei Yisrael, Ani Hashem Elokeichem, I am God, your God. This is the pasuk that we were explaining, that Rashi was explaining, Du mi goizer aleichem neman li lipora l'shavshan. Der Tam Farvos Teure Gita Zahag Doma Klolis Va'arucha Umeruba. Why is the reason the Teure gives such a general introduction, a long and detailed to the portion of Arayis, is Muvan Bepashtus. So this is simply understood. Arayis Zayin and Doch Hazach Vos Nafshoi Shul Odom Yisab Elohem. Arayis are a matter that the human heart, soul, yearns for them. V'ad kidei kach, to such an extent the person is so drawn after it, as afilu noch di ala azhores, even after all of these warning, is virashi bring tarop, as Rashi brings down, quotes kinal, soifon l'natik be'arayis, at the end they'll detach themselves with arayis. The Riber, and because it's such a challenging, it's such a difficult mitzvah, fodern sich divrei zirus, that's why it's necessary words of encouragement, un merere as horis, and many warnings, zu bavorenen, in order to caution, as mezol zain obgihit in them, beistein dem nisoyim, that you must be careful in it so that you can withstand the test. Okay, so that's the general reason why we have all of these warnings and all of these introduction and details. Since Ani Hashem Elokeichem is written in the opening, Funder Hagdoma Klolis, from the general introduction, is the river mistaber, therefore it's logical. Ados is an inyan vizirus kloli. This is an idea and a general encouragement. Undos is der tam. This is the reason, was der erster pirush von Rashi. The first, we didn't quote yet, but the first portion of Rashi, Vaniya Hashem Elokeichem, I am God, your God. How does Rashi explain that? Rashi says, in der Pesicha is kibaltem aleichem malchusi ma'atem ma'ato kablu gzeiroisei. Since you had accepted me as your king, you accepted my kingdom, so now you must accept my decrees. An inyan, this is an idea hachi kloli. This is something, a very general concept of accepting the Shem's decree. Kabbalah's oil mitzvahs, to accept the yoke of the mitzvahs, gezeiros, the Shem's decree. So you see why, because we are talking about over here a general warning, cautioning before the whole arayis that we're going to discuss. So, is kidei un kidei zu bevayir zayin. So in order to explain the euch leuten zweiten pirush, how also according to the second interpretation, as ani Hashem elikechem is as hora, nit nor ev kavolas gzeres bechlal, that even according to the second interpretation, we wanted to say this is more general, that Ani Hashem Elokeichem is a general, not just of generally, I mean, nor be'ikeref inyan harayis, So, you know, that it's more than just on the arayis is not be eker of inyan harayis. So we wanted to say that this Rashi wants to say, even though ani yeshem lekechem is relating specifically to the harayis, but we're trying to say it's not. Generally, but Arayis is Ani Hashem Elokeichem, in addition to being the general for right, but we're actually making it a more general for general mitzvahs, like in according to the first one, that because this is a general a psicha klolis for the all of the Arayis, was the Farish the psicha parsha is Rashi Mefarish, so that's what Rashi explains. As the loshon ani Hashem lekechem v'shteido, that this that it says here ani Hashem lekechem is koil kama protim, that includes many details. Yet their word is meramis if abazundere hazhora. Each one of these words ani Hashem lekechem hints to a separate warning. This would make it a more central, not just as arayis is negay, but a more general as psicha klolis, that it has a specific meaning. The word ani means do mi gezer aleichem, know who decrees it upon you. It's ani Hashem nemon l'shalem schar, that worthy of paying, trustworthy of paying the reward. Elokeichem is dayan lipora. Elokeichem comes to teach us, that word hints that as a judge to collect. Vosdi drai inyonim, these three aspects, zainen koilel alle ifanim kloliyin. These are the old general ways. Durvelchen men ken bavirkun a mention. How we can impact and convince a person, Beherrschen the type is that he should control his desires. Wegen welches Retzich in der Parsha, about which the Parsha talks, but these are general ideas that apply everywhere. Chodje Zayin in Starke Taivis Kanal, although they're very strong Taivis, but by saying these three introductions, those are Ani, Hashem, Elokeichem, are the three main categories through which a person, we can impact him to control himself. How so? The Rebbe is going to explain now. Gimel. Velen dik ophalten aiden von a taiva gedoyle b'yoser. When you want to hold a Jew back from a very big lust, a big desire. Darf men im zum allem ersten sagen. First you have to tell him, du mi goyzer aleichem. Know who is the one decrees upon you. Dar wissen und gedenken. He needs to know and remember. Ados is a gezeder von dem Ebersten. This is a decree from Hashem. The beire ha'ilom u'manhigay, the one who created the world and runs the world. Remind them who is the one who decrees so. Und der Riber is unmöglich. And therefore it's impossible. As durch noch geben de type hepech rotzen habeide. That if he's going to give in to his desire, which is contrary to the wishes of the creator of Hashem, zolim zayin good, it should be good. It can't be good. Because if you know that it's Hashem who gives the decree, then it's impossible for you to be good by doing against it, because it is Hashem who runs the world, created the world and runs it. So you can't make it good for yourself if you go against Hashem. But then one can try to convince himself. He doesn't care that he knows at the end it's going to be bitter, like a lana, like a bitter vegetable, and as the pasuk says, the achrisa mora kilano, and in Mishlei, aber abi erved derweil hano haben von der taiva. But he says, right now I'm going to enjoy the taiva. So the end, okay, it's impossible to be good, but I'm going to enjoy it while I can. The Ruf kumt di zweite Warnung, that's why we have the second warning. Dayan lihi pora. He is a judge to collect. Now it doesn't say here to punish, but it says to collect. What does it mean to collect? Rebbe explains. Farn over sein eufen rotzen Hashem, for violating the will of Hashem, ba kumt men der noch nitztam anoinus. Later on, what you get is not just a general, just a punishment, you get punished. Nor in an oifun fun piroim. The punishment comes like a payback. Dayan lihipora. He's a judge to collect. Der Eberster git an oinesh. The Eberster gives a punishment. Welche is a piroim. It is a payback. Erkert he brings back. His bottle, the ganze. The entire benefit that he had from this Aveda. Azoi, in such a way, as blight by him gornit nor tsar v'chulu. It remains nothing, nothing of the enjoyment, nothing of what you think you get, the temporary benefit does not remain. And all what you're going to have is what you have is pain. That means the language of collecting. He collects it. That means that he brings it back, brings back, returns. In other words, there is no, all of the benefit is returned. All what you remain is with pain. So if that's the case, verta shayla. So then the question becomes, lama osa Hashem kocha. Why did Hashem make it such? Why did Hashem create him? That should have such strong desire, such lust, that he cannot withstand. Then you tell him the third part, the third idea. He is trustworthy to pay reward. Der Eibishter will geben a Yidin Socher. The Eibishter wants to give a Yid reward. Und der Stafar stellt man ihm vor an Esoyen. And that's why you put him for the test. Kedei soll beistehen dem Esoyen und der Far bekommen Schar. So that he should be able to overcome that test and get reward for it. That's why the Eibishter has done it. To give you reward for it. The more difficult it is to withstand the test, to overcome the test, he will get more reward. So this is now explains to us how this is an introduction before the Arayis, which is a very difficult Aveda to know, A, that it is Hashem who gives the decree, and you can't get any benefit if it goes against the will of Hashem who runs the world, created the world and runs the world, and even temporarily Hashem will pay back, which means that you won't benefit even temporarily, just you have pain. And the reason why we got to go through these struggles is so we can get the reward. Okay, so this is the introduction, Ani Hashem Elokeichem, in the beginning of the parsha. So now we come to the end of the parsha, and we still see that person is still struggling. So we gotta sort of do something more to further encourage him. Dalet b'shas men kum tzuder siyum ha-sedre. When we come to the end of the sedre, Zetman, you see, as the Torah chazet iber kama azhores oif arayis, the Torah repeats several warnings about arayis. The Torah says again, al tetamu b'chol eilu goymer, do not defile yourself in all this, etc. Ushmartem atem eschukoisa, you should keep my statutes, goymer. So that's, we see the Torah warns again about it, unoich. And further, they find the forewarning, as durch oiver sein eferayis, that if you violate the sin of this promiscuous relationship, arayis, kumen farshidene enshim, there are various types of punishments. Pasuk says, v'lo yisoki ha'aretz eschem, so that the land shall not vomit you. V'nichrasu anafoshes goymer, the pasuk talks about getting cut off. Un'erz der noch kum der letz der pasuk. And then finally we come to the last verse. Ushmartem es mishmarti, you shall keep my guard. Libilti asois mechukes ato eves goymer, so not to do these abominationable statues, leisitamu bahem, do not defile yourself with them. Ani Hashem elekechem, I'm God your God. So, what is these last few verses concluding the portion of Arayis? How would one approach this? Why is the Torah telling us? We would say this is just again a reinforcement. Is lulei dem siyum ani Hashem alekechem. If we did not have the end words ani Hashem alekechem, both men gilern, then we would have learned as does was the Torah chazet iber as horis chulu. Why does the Torah repeat warnings, etc.? Ushmartem es mishmarti, that you should keep my guard, v'loi sitamu bahem, and you should not defile yourself. Is al derech v'rashi hot mefarish given freer. This is similar, like Rashi explained earlier, by Iser von achilus rotzen v'chulu, as Rashi said, by the prohibition, the Torah that repeats several times against eating the insects, adosis lavirayim belavin harbe, that the reason that it's repeated is so that you would violate many prohibitions. There's over lav merer emol, the same prohibition. There's nothing added here, but the same prohibition several times. So that would have been interpreted, the psukim, without the last words ani Hashem alekech. Vibald ober as der bayvert iber gechazert oich ani Hashem alekechem. Since over here we're also repeating ani Hashem alekechem, was in dem is ne shaychet zu zogen harbe. You can't say that there is many. Well, there's one. The same ani Hashem alekechem. Maybe you say harbe lavin harbe, but this is not a lavim. This is not the prohibition. This is ani Hashem alekechem. So what is the harbe here? Is das machriach zu sagen, so this forces us to say, as der ganze hemshach hasiyum, that this entire flow of the end is nit lavir chula harbe, not like we learned to violating many other things to give you additional violation for the same thing. Norach Simo me'ena psicha, but rather, the end of the parsha is somewhat of the opening of the parsha. Kishem vi the parsha sarayis haytzuchon mitahagdoma vezirus kloli, just as the portion of arayis begins with an introduction and a general encouragement. Ani Hashem elikechem kimas eretz mitzrayim goymer es mishpos leitasu goymer shmartem es chukoysa. I am Hashem Alekechem, don't do as the act of the Mitzrayim and keep my Mishpatim, and you should keep the statues. Al derech zeh, is the siyum haparsha mitan endlechon zirus klali. Also, the end of the parsha has a similar general encouragement. Ushmartem goimer ani Hashem alekechem. You should keep. It said, "I am God, your God." So this is basically a general encouragement, not to repeat the lavim, but a general encouragement, just like we had a general encouragement at the beginning. But what is the novelty? What is the new by the end? What are we coming to say more? In vos bashteit obeder oiftu in Yisrael fun dem zirut b'sima parsha. In what consists the novelty, the advantage of the encouragement in the end of the parsha, legabe dem zirus shebetchiloso, relative to the encouragement that's in the beginning of the parsha. Avdem zokt Rashi, Rashi says, v'loisi tamu bahem ani Hashem alekechem. Don't defile yourself on it, ani Hashem alekechem. In them shlila, im titamu ein elekechem. If you defile yourself, I will not be your God. That's the chiddush here. The chiddush by msiim legabed in fridik and zirus, the novelty by the end relative to the previous zirus, und the far kumtes besoif msiim parsha, and that's why it comes in the end of the parsha. That ani Hashem alekechem shebetchilas haparsha is in yonam fun chiyuv. The beginning of the parsha is mainly ideas of positive. That Eibishter is goyzer of yidden gezeiros. Hashem decrees on yidden decrees, and we're saying on in bei dekavim dayin li pora v'nemu l'shalom schar. That he is a judge to collect and a worthy to pay reward. Then, as is do einer, but that's positive, trying to push him to do all the mitzvahs because of these encouragement, because of the reward and the punishments. However, if all of these three details, knowing that mi hametzave and the, as the Rebbe went through before, and the punishments and the rewards do not impact him, nitoifim, they don't impact him, he knows who is the one giving the decree, he knows that he's going to pay the price for it, dying lipora, he's a judge to pay, and that he's going to lose the reward. But the type is being so stark, but the desire, the lust is so strong, as I cannot buy them the nesoyin, it cannot withstand the nesoyin. So now the Torah Moisif, you see my parsha nochan oifun, the Torah at the end of the parsha adds an additional way, vitzu poilun, how to impact oich oifim also through him, durch medir zayin. To letting him know, as im titamu ein elekechem, if you are defiled, I'm not your God. Thus, rirt on der farbin fun ayid mit neivishn. That actually touches that connection from ayid with Hashem. Umi mezed b'muchesh, as we see vividly, as when ayid heard, when ayid her hears, as al chareid such words ein elekechem, I'm not your God. Verteriv gerudert, he becomes totally protruded. He can't stand it. With the bavuster word as the known word, Ayid nit ervil. Ayid not once, neither once, or nit erken, not is able to be torn away from godliness. So that further encouragement is by telling him that if you actually defile yourself, and if everything before didn't work, now we're telling him that you are actually going to tear yourself, God forbid, away from Hashem, and that causes the person to sort of rethink. Oizvav, api hanal bet menoy farstein farvos Rashi is mefarid. Based on the above, we'll understand why Rashi details when gitzu did right protim and has these three details. V'atem nifsolim ma'acharai, u'mahano yesh libachem, v'atem eschaim ukloi. V'bald as der toichen as hor vizirus. Since the content, the idea of the warning and the encouragement, funani Hashem elakechem shebesim asedra, ani Hashem elakechem, the end of the sedra, is bedugma tzuminyan, funani Hashem elakechem, is similar to the idea of ani Hashem elakechem shebetchilas parshas arayis, that is in the beginning of the portion of arayis. Under chilik is norvos friris as in chiv. The only difference is the beginning is positive, und zum soif is shalila, the end it's negative. Is move on, it's understood as kishem v'ani Hashem alekechem, just like ani Hashem alekechem in the positive, shebetchilas ha-parshas. In the beginning of the parsha is koil, dry pratim includes three details, yet der vort abzunder prat, each word a separate detail. Kinal Baruch has explained earlier at length, is al derech ze'oich b'ani Hashem alekechem shebesim ha-sedra. Similar to this, it's also b'nei Hashem alakechem, that is the end of the sedra. As a zaynen koilel dizelbe drai protim, that they include the same three details, not in them oifon von shlila, but in the way of the negative. In the negative, but three details. Der ani b'tchilas ha-parsha meint, what is the ani in the beginning of the parsha means? Du'u mi goyzer alechem, know who is the one that creeps upon you. But does Weiss Kinal, this points, as said earlier, be der Eibishter vernemt sich mit Eden, that the Eibishter takes care, occupies himself with the Eden, als sein Volk, as his people, his nation, welcher zogt on Gezeres, to which he instructs the Kris. B'magbi lozeh, corresponding to this, kum besoif ha-parsha, der tzad ha-shlila comes in the end of the parsha, the negative side from Zelben Inyan, from the same idea. Atem nifsoli me'achara, you are rejected from before me. Val oich, yesh lemer oich meloshen psolucha, also means carve out, ois hakunun optel, to chop out, to carve out and to separate. So this is the idea, instead of being connected, Hashem is taking care of you, you will be disconnected, nifsolim and psolucha also, and from lashon of psolucha of ha'ishakon, unoptil, b'magbil to the minyan fun havaya, corresponding to the idea of havaya, nemo l'shalom schar b'tchilos ha'parsha, but trustworthy to pay the reward in the beginning of the parsha, was the tashlum schar weist, what is the payment of reward point, as by them eibishten is nachas ruach lefon, right? That Hashem has a pleasantness of spirit before him, erhot anof and avedes b'nei Yisrael, that he enjoys the service of b'nei Yisrael, and that's why there is payment, kum der inyan fun umah hano yesh lebochem, that what kind of a benefit shlilus hanoah, rejecting that hanoah. Um b'magbil zum inyan elakechem, corresponding to adiv elakechem, which is dayan li pora b'tchilas ha-parsha. In the beginning of the parsha, which says that elakechem is I'm a judge to collect, was vibal der ebrister farnemt sich mit in, im zu meinish sein, since Hashem occupies himself with the yid to punish him. Weist es ev der sheiches kreuve v'chavivus b'neim. That points to the close connection and the dearness amongst them. Ubefrata piha yedua, especially based on what we know as the enshim shebetoira, zayna l'toyva so'odim, the punishments of the Torah are for the benefit of the person. Verbam siyum givorunk. So by the end, it's warned, atem mischaivim kloya, that you will be guilty and will be destroyed. Memfalir de Shaykhs mit Neubristen Basucha Yecho, that he is your life. So that brings to God forbid to a level of Kloya, because we lose Hashem's protection. But Piha now, and based on the above, is ech move on, but Rashi, we also understand that Rashi Messiah lekach nemar ani Hashem lekich. Der mitvil Rashi klor machen. Rashi means to make it very clear. I say ani Hashem lekichem. Rashi wants to make it clear as those was erzog the dry protim. The fact that he says this detail is val zeizayne farbun kenal bederech shlilo, because they are connected, as said before, in a negative way with the dry lishonis and posik ani Hashem lekichem, with ani Hashem lekichem, and these are the opposite of the ani Hashem lekichem in the beginning. Zayin al deres achsidus yesh levayir shayches from the dry protim and out to the dry lishonis. According to Chassidus, style of Chassidus, we can explain the three details to the three languages. Ani Hashem Elokeichem b'ofen achar mehanal, differently than the above. In a different way than above. Ani is atzmusim husi is barach. That is the essence. Who is blessed is hecher funis havas ha'olumis. That is higher than creation of the world. Masha ha'olumis mishavim mimenu. This is not the main godliness. The fact that the worlds are created from Hashem, that's not the main thing. There is more than just the world created from being created. There is atzmus hecher. Afa pikein vert oich. So still what ani nimshechem velt ani becomes extends into the world. That is through the service of Torah mitzvahs that they're mamshich the ani in the world. Like we say, that Hashem wanted to have a dira in this low world as durch Torah mitzvahs marchen in the welt for a dira latzmusim husis baruch. That through Torah mitzvahs he didn't make this world for a dwelling place for the essence of husis baruch. Punkt wie in diras Odom, just like in a person's home. The Atmos Odom Dorba Hadira, the essence of the person lives in the Dira. So when we say that we're making a Dira, we're mamshir the Atmos of the Ein Sof through the Torah Mitzvah. That's Hani. Then you have the level of Havaya. Havaya is Melosh Mahava, that he creates. Your power and your energy. That is the level of godliness that dresses up in the created being. Created, Havaya, Ani is the essence, Havaya is the created world. That dresses up in the human being. And then Rashi says, but if you defile yourself, I'm not your God. Und das drückt sich aus in die alle drei Unionen, and this expresses itself in all three matters. The first Indian as a following, that I'm not going to be your God, is was atem nifsolim acharai. You are Nifsol from behind me. Acharai b'chinas acharayim is shem elikim. Acharayim is the name of elikim, is the acharayim. Und iden werden nifsol, abgeschnitten von dem koyach apoyel b'nifol shem elikim, and iden become cut off from the koyach apoyel b'nifol from the shem elikim. That's the first. The nocho mano yeshli b'chem. The avedu for Yidden is goyim tainig l'mayla. Normally, the avedu of Yidden causes pleasure above. Nisava kodesh baruch hu liyislo yidir b'tachtoinim. Hashem's desire, so there's a taiva, so there's an enjoyment. But thus is the tainig atzmus aniv from avedu stereo mitzvahs. That's the delight of the atzmus from aniv of avedu stereo mitzvahs. Is im titamu. But if you defile mano yeshli b'chem, I don't have the hano that misabet the diri b'tachtoinim. There's no hano there. And then no va'ata mechayiv mischayivim kloyim. Then you'll be guilty of kloyim. Nit nor ases is do dishlila from koyach apoyel b'nifo. Not only that, there is a negation. There is no poyel b'nifo. Nor as ver dishlila mitzad havaya. The whole creation becomes negated. Klolus in his havas, the general idea of creation. But then Rashi lekach nemar ani Hashem alakecha. Still, that's why it says ani Hashem alakecha. The mekuvim from the azhoris is nita zolzayin chazushom zana zamatzot. The intent of all these warnings is not that God forbid there should be such a situation, nor as zolzayin derchi. We want the positive ani Hashem alakecha underfar as afal pi derchi deshin dera zorado. Although the novelty of the warning over here, Agabe Ascholos HaParsha, relative to the beginning of the Parsha, is the Shlila, Hoyim Tetama Eni Elikechem, if you defile yourself, I'm not your God. So this is what we're coming to in the end. Shtei Tober in Posik, Ani Hashem Elikechem. I'm God, your God. Well, the Matore is, because the goal is, Azol Zayin Ani Hashem Elikechem, that it should be Ani Hashem Elikechem. Azol Zayin Di Hanoah, there should be this enjoyment. B'chem, you b'meila vert ani Hashem alikeichem. I'm God, you God. Musim Yehusis Baruch vert nimshach in Eden and Apnimius. The essence, the Mahus of the Ebrister comes in an inner. Bizas der ani to the extent ani vert havaya likeichem becomes your God. Kechachem b'chayuschem for yaderid. The power and the energy of every yid. That is Mesichas Shabbos Parshas Achrei Tovshin Lamed Hei.